Today's podcast is brought to you by Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, offering dog boarding, bathing, and daycare in an eco-friendly environment. Our pet care with a personal touch is not just a motto, it's really what we do. Our touch extends to the food without preservatives, quality and natural shampoos, inclusive boarding, and a green living environment. Sounds like I might want to check in. Visit us anytime on our Facebook page, Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, or MariahBellManorKennel.com. Enjoy your program. This is Raishan from Mariah Bell Manor Kennel. Living life tails up is a combination of balance and tail-wagging humor, hopefully, that'll make your nose go down and your tails go up and keep you on track. A balanced lifestyle combining what we do every day in the kennel with some humor, some ideas, and some positive, happy bubbles shot out there so everybody can have a little happy, positive, and live a little tails up. Today I want to consider conversations that you could only have with your dog. You know what these conversations are. You're sitting in the bathroom, exposed, right there. Your dog's there. And you look at that dog and you say, "What are you doing in here?" And you give the dog a voice. And the dog says back to you, "Well, you go outside with me. Why shouldn't I come inside with you?" Or the cat, maybe the cat's sitting there going, "You sit like that on your litter box? Are you crazy?" It's these conversations that you only have with your pet and you can only have with your pet. And gosh darn it, if something ever heard you, like Alexa or Big Brother, having these conversations with your pet, you probably would get reported. I'm not sure that really happens, but in our house, there's these conversations I have with just the pets that nobody else should probably have. Or if they hear them and they don't know that I'm talking to the dog or the cat or the horse or what have you, they would probably think I was one loony tune. Let me tell you what. I was up brushing out Gandalf. Gandalf's our gray horse, right? So we're brushing out Gandalf and I'm asking him, "Does that feel good? Do you want a little more over here?" And he's putting his ears back and his lips are getting all loose, or you get the little rubber scratcher out and you're getting all the shedding hair out of the horses and they're doing their thing. And you're like, oh, that's really good. And they make this like almost like a horse purring sound, right? Well, if you didn't know what I was doing, you probably think I was doing something I shouldn't be doing, but it's these conversations you have with your critters. If I'm sitting at my desk, and I bet you've done this too, and I'm working through a project, these days of working at home and complaining out loud, well, I complain to the dog sometimes, or I talk to myself, because after all, if you're working in radio or a podcast, you sit in small rooms and talk to yourself all day long, so it's perfectly acceptable to have these conversations with a dog, or a cat, or a horse, or maybe even a goldfish, but I don't think they have the right kind of ears for hear a conversation. But it makes you seem a little more sane than sitting in a small room just talking to yourself. For example, how many times have you asked the dog or cat, "Do you like this outfit? Do you think we should go here for dinner? What do you think about it?" And you expect the dog to raise their eyebrows or tip their head over, or the cat to walk out of the room and flip a tail? How many times have you told somebody, "Oh, I did blah, 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 and the dog just gave me the paw"? Right? Right? We do this. This is a real thing. Do you know why we do this? This is my thought. Do you know why I think we do this? I think we do this because we let the dog in the bathroom. We let the dog in the bedroom. We let the cat in the shower. Our cat gets in the shower. She likes the water when it comes out of the faucet. Why do we do this? Because they can't answer us back. I think that's the real reason. They can give us whatever symbol, the ears, the eyebrow, the paw, the toenail, whatever, flip the tail, and we can interpret that exactly how we want it. However, I have never known a dog or a cat or a horse to roll their eyes, but I've known many teenagers to roll their eyes. Do the dogs really just agree with us and we get to decide what that body language meant? Well, as long as we're living life tails up and shooting happy bubbles out there, I'm going to think that tail is a good idea. It's living life tails up is happy, not sad. So until next week, keep your tails up, your noses down, and talking to your dogs, your cats, your horses, and goldfish if you have them.